Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, what happens when a skeptic encounters a ghost? Sometimes it changes their perspectives forever.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. And yeah, 855-853-4802, our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us, or you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Tony and Todd with you as we get into 2025 ghost stories. What's going on?
We're in a week right now as we record this where half the country's on fire and the other one's in a deep freeze. And it's completely amazing to me. I've got friends, you know, down south who had snow in Atlanta, right?
Yep.
And they had as much snow down there as we got here in Wisconsin. And then you've got the wildfires out west. And it's just like, could things be any crazier to start off the new year? I don't know.
Don't say that.
Yeah. How dare I?
We're only the universe. We're 13 days in as of this recording. And yeah, I mean, we're starting in an inferno and a frozen tundra. What could possibly happen next? Oh, I don't know.
What I really love is we didn't have any snow on the ground here in Wisconsin at all.
Yep.
And then the snowstorm that hit the country came through. And, you know, I'm sitting here going, oh, I don't want another winter of this stuff. And then there's people in like Atlanta and they're doing snow angels and they're doing spin outs in the parking lot and stuff. And it's like, yeah, that's good for about 2 days. Then you just want it to go away.
And that's kind of what happens where I live. Usually we're like more than 2 days into it, but it's melting. It's going to be 60 in like 3 days. So it'll all go away. But it's fun in doses like that. Like we get like here in Northwest Arkansas, I think on average, probably about two or three good snows a year, maybe. Last year, we didn't get really much of anything. You get those and then they melt real quick. But it's fun for the day or two. We got some sledding in and all that. And then it, you know, melts and it gets warm.
Right. And then your bones don't hurt so much. Mm-hmm. Although if you're sledding, maybe they do anyway. But.
Oh, God. Yeah. 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 I can't. I mean, I tried it a little bit and I'm just like, ah, yeah. But you know, I think your bones actually hurt a little bit more in this environment than they do up there where it's just consistently cold because we have more up and downs. So it messes with you a lot more with all of that changing so drastically. Very quickly and up and down from like November to March.
I will keep that in mind the next time I get out of my rocking chair and go, because it hurts. I will keep that in mind.
I said the other day to my girlfriend, I said, remember when we could sit up or stand up and not make noise?
A long time ago, and we're not even that old.
I don't even think I could do it without making it. Just like naturally comes. It's like a hiccup or something. Like if somebody said, just don't say a word and get up out of like a weird position or a awkward chair or something, I don't know that I could do it without making any sort of noise. It's weird.
Yeah,
but
it's sad.
It is. But I understand like my dad more. like, why is he always making these noises? You know, and like, oh,
now
I get it.
You know.
I get it. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go to this one.
Catlin from Kentucky. And I want to tell you a couple stories that I had when I was in high school. I've called before. This is the same house I called about. I'm not going to tell one of the stories, but I had a couple more. I had a buddy I lived next to in high school, and his mom always said that their house was haunted. She said she always felt that her aunt was there and that she had died in the house earlier before they moved in. And I was a teenager, so I was like, yeah, whatever. Didn't really listen to it. But it started with me and my buddy was down in his basement, and we were playing video games. Well, it was just me and him in the house. His cat was sitting on the couch with us, which was the only other animal they had. And we heard really loud footsteps go across the floor above us. And we thought it was his mom, but they sounded really heavy. I remember that. And we walked up the stairs, checked for his mom. Nobody was there. No car in the driveway or anything. So that really freaked us out. I think we left the house and went down to my house for a little while. And another time, this was the next experience I had. We were playing video games in his basement again. And I had fallen asleep on his couch. Well, his couch was like 5 feet away from the stairs. And it was in the middle of the night. I usually leave the TV on down there because it kind of freaked his basement freaked me out. And I guess he had turned the TV off before he went to bed. I wake up to the sound of somebody coming down the stairs. His stairs were super creaky, and you could definitely know it's when somebody's coming down. They're wooden. And I heard footsteps coming down each stair, and I still had my eyes closed and everything. And once I heard feet hit the tile floor, I kind of, you know, raised my head up and looked to see if anybody was there. Nobody was there. I went over to the light switch, and, you know, it was super dark down there, so I went over to the light switch to see if anybody had come down the stairs, and I just didn't see them, and nobody was down there in the basement with me, which really, really freaked me out, because I know 100% that it wasn't a dream. I was awake hearing this, and so I left their house in the middle of the night. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning, 3 or 4 in the morning, and walked to my house. I don't even think I slept that night after that. I just was kind of, you know, trying to rationalize it, I guess. But the last thing that happened in his house was the freakiest thing that's probably happened to me ever. Was again asleep on his basement and in his basement on the couch. And at the end of their basement, they had this really big picture window. And there was a kind of a closet thing that stuck out and overlapped the window a little bit. When I opened my eyes, I could see something blocking the light out of it. And it was the silhouette of a person, all black. You know, I couldn't tell clothes. It was just one solid black figure. Well, I rubbed my eyes, and as soon as I did that and my eyes became clear, I could see it turn and dart into the wall. And it kind of confused me. I hollered my friend's name, his sister, anybody that I could think that would be down there. I called their name out. Nobody ever answered. So after a few seconds, I got up and went over there and looked, and there was nobody there. It's just a little area with a dartboard, nothing over there where they could have gotten out. That I stood there in just kind of like disbelief that I was seeing what I was seeing, trying again to rationalize it, and I couldn't. So I went upstairs. Well, I kind of darted upstairs. And, I never spent the night in his basement again after that. I was kind of a skeptic up until that point. And that made me a believer.
Thoughts on all that?
Holy crap. His friend had a lot of stuff going on in that house.
Yeah.
It's always interesting when you yourself don't have things going on in your home,
mm-hmm.
but you go to somebody else's house and that's when you're experiencing all the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird. Cause I had, my aunt had a house that I swore had stuff going on. And mm-hmm. I was much younger. And to be quite honest, my uncle was a little crazy. Mm-hmm. And I always wondered if his craziness made stuff go on in that house. But I swear that as a child, I remember thinking I was seeing people in parts of the house and hearing things going on in parts of the house. And, you know, you always look around to find out if somebody's actually there, and nobody was there. But it's a freaky thing to be in somebody else's house and you feel like you're experiencing stuff.
Yeah, I remember going and touring a house when I was like looking for a house several years ago. Ooh. And there was one, it just had weird vibes and everybody felt it. And it wasn't like a bad house or anything. It was kept up nice, but it was very dark. Even like in areas where you think it wouldn't be so dark with a lot of windows, it still felt very dark. And the basement was kind of a weird labyrinth of halls in weird areas and a lot of doors that were locked that you couldn't get into, which, you know, when you're showing a house, you kind of want to see what's going on in the house and right. what the rooms are. And they weren't, it was weird because there was a lot of them in that basement. And it was just, it was laid out so strange. The hallways were just, I don't know, maybe it made sense what was behind those doors, but it was just kind of like a long tunnel that, you know, there's no windows. It's just, and it's dark wood and it kind of zigzagged around. And I don't know. It was a very strange layout. It was almost like a maze in that basement.
For me hearing you say that, because you're not somebody who goes in and immediately starts thinking, you know, hauntings and energy and all that kind of stuff. So to hear you say that kind of really means something to me.
Yeah, it was just, there was a weird vibe to that house. I mean, it was, I was curious. I was morbidly curious about wanting to know more about it, but no one else wanted to have anything to do with that house. So, like, it'd be really kind of neat if you kind of did it. But it really was a weird place. But I don't know. I'm attracted to those type of places. Like House on the Rock. Too. You know, that talk about, you want to go to the weirdest fucking place in the world, go to House on the Rock near Wisconsin Dells in Wisconsin. That's just the strangest damn place in the world. It kind of had vibes of that in this house to me.
Ooh, that's creepy.
Yeah,
that's kind of creepy.
Very much so. All right, if you want access to our episodes with no ads, if you would like to get all of our premium episodes, the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, it's all there for you. Apple Podcasts and our premium channel, or check out patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.